U.S. lawmakers are urging President Bush not to make good on his threat to veto legislation containing language that would effectively lift the ban on travel to Cuba by Americans. At issue is a measure that would bar the use of government money from enforcing the travel ban. It is contained in House and Senate-passed versions of the Transportation and Treasury Department's spending bill. Congressional negotiators must resolve differences in the two bills before final legislation is sent to Mr. Bush, who has vowed to veto the measure if it contains the Cuba travel language. But many lawmakers, including those in the president's party, argue that the U.S. policy of isolating Cuba has not brought democratic change to the communist-ruled island nation. Senator Larry Craig, an Idaho Republican, spoke to reporters Wednesday.
A 40-year policy has demonstrated one thing. It didn't work.
Other lawmakers argue that U.S. funds could be better spent fighting terrorism than cracking down on American tourists in Cuba. The agency responsible for enforcing the travel ban is the Office of Foreign Assets Control, which also works to shut down international financial terrorist networks and is seeking more money for the job. Congressman Jeff Flake is an Arizona Republican.
They need more resources to do it. Instead, they're bleeding off between 10% and 20% of their resources to station customs agents in Canada to look for Americans with suntans, basically to try to figure out who's been to Cuba and who hasn't.
Current law allows some travel to Cuba by Americans, particularly scholars and journalists. The Bush administration estimates as many as 200,000 Americans visit Cuba legally each year, but thousands of other Americans travel there illegally by way of third countries. Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota says a majority of Americans favor lifting the travel ban. That, he says, will make it more difficult for President Bush, who has yet to veto a bill, to use that veto power on this measure.
I don't believe the president will want to make the veto of an appropriations bill his first veto, simply because the House and Senate, on a bipartisan basis, has said that this travel ban makes no sense any longer.
But many in the Cuban-American community in Florida have long pressed the Bush administration to take a tougher approach to the government in Havana. Florida could be a crucial state for Mr. Bush's re-election bid next year. WTVA News, Capitol Hill.